The Federal Communications Commission started licensing a new kind of radio station a few years ago. Low Power FM, or LPFM, is a non-commercial community-run service that gives local residents direct access to the airwaves. This morning, LPFM activists are gathering at the FCC to let commissioners know about their successes and failures. And later in the day, a bipartisan group of senators hopes to introduce a bill that would allow more low-power stations to go on the air. Rick Carr reports.
There are about 9,000 licensed radio stations on the FM spectrum in the U.S. Only about 550 are low power. But the FCC thinks that the small stations, whose signals don't carry for more than a few miles, are important enough to warrant the commission's undivided attention. Peggy Green is associate chief of the Media Bureau, the FCC division that oversees broadcasting.
The low-power people have raised a lot of issues about how the spectrum should be shared, about issues that might make it easier for them to operate as low-power broadcasters, and we'd like to know from them what those issues are and get some sense as to whether there are some things we can do.
The FCC is likely to hear that what it can do is expand the number of LPFM licenses. Harold Feld is associate director of public interest law firm The Media Access Project. He says LPFMs are a kind of antidote to the waves of corporate consolidation that have swept over the radio industry in the 10 years since Congress started to deregulate broadcasting.
What this is really all about at all of its levels is returning the local voice to radio. What's happened is, especially ever since the 1996 Telecommunications Act, the big corporations have bought all of this up. Local radio is no longer local.
But while the FCC will hear that message at today's meeting, there's not much that the commission can do. That's because in 2001, Congress intervened. Commercial and public broadcasters alike worried that new stations would interfere with their signals, rendering them unlistenable. Capitol Hill scaled back the original plan for around 1,000 new stations and effectively limited LPFM to rural areas and small cities where there are fewer stations on the dial. Low-power advocates who gathered for a day-long strategy session yesterday said they plan to spend this afternoon lobbying their members of Congress to reverse that decision. Chris Lash runs a Christian LPFM in Indiana, Pennsylvania. He says he'll be meeting with Republican Senator Rick Santorum and staffers for Senator Arlen Specter.
And I just want them to understand what a dramatic impact this has meant for diversity on the airwaves and how it's changed communities. And how if we went away tomorrow, our community would be absolutely devastated.
That lobbying blitz is likely to coincide with the reintroduction of a bill that would reinstate the FCC's original plan for LPFM. It passed out of committee last year, but never came up for a vote. Congressional staffers close to the issue say its co-sponsors will include Arizona Republican John McCain, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, and Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell, who recently recorded an announcement that her staff is encouraging LPFMs to broadcast.
These low-powered radio stations play an important role because they bring a diversity of voices to the airwaves. In a democratic society, everyone is better off when there is greater access to the marketplace of ideas.
But that marketplace of ideas only works if people can understand what's coming out of their radios. Commercial and public broadcasters still worry that new LPFMs would interfere with their signals. NPR President Kevin Close, who lobbied Congress to scale back the FCC proposal in 2001, says the FM spectrum is like a crowded highway that can only handle so much traffic. Signals from LPFMs, Close worries, could, in a sense, run into those of public radio stations.
Nobody wants us in collisions with each other, which will lead to administrative procedures that cost money. We want to get all that, make that possibility of interference as small as possible.
Close says NPR would like to see any legislation that would expand the number of LPFMs include a kind of test drive, a provision for slowly introducing new stations and then deciding whether they cause interference. Existing LPFMs say there's already been a 5-year test drive without any reported interference. Both sides say the debate's likely to go on long after today's meeting's end. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in Washington.
We have more details on low power FM at npr.org.